Reaching the top of the North Carolina High School football mountain is difficult. Just ask the townspeople of Clayton, a school rich in gridiron tradition and history, but only one state championship to show for it. That was in 1989, the last time the Comets even appeared in the title game. For more than three decades, the fans have watched, supported, and waited for that next opportunity. It finally arrived last week when Clayton slayed yet another giant during a magical run over the second half of the season. Now the Comets will look to add a second trophy to their display, but another giant stands in their path. Grimsley, they know about championship droughts too. For 60 years, from the early 1960s through 2020, the Whirlies didn't wear the crown once, but this decade has been drastically different. Two titles over the last 5 years, three appearances in the state championship game over that span. And now Grimsley has a chance to make history and cement their spot as one of the few triad dynasties in high school football, trying to win back-to-back championships and put forth yet another undefeated season. The first ever 7A state title will be awarded tonight. It's Clayton against Grimsley in our high school football game of the week on WSJS. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm Dave Pulaski with Drew Brackett alongside. The Whirlies and Comets have actually met on the gridiron in recent years, opening the 2021 fall and 2022 seasons against each other in a home-and-home series. Both games were controlled by Grimsley, rolling to a 56-0 triumph in Greensboro, and then a 42-14 thumping in what was Scott Chadwick's first game as the Comets head coach. Grimsley's wearing the home uniforms today. The West champion ends up being the home team for these state championships this year. They alternate year to year. Next year, it's going to be the East. Right now, it is the West champion. Grimsley is wearing navy jerseys with white pants and white helmets. Clayton's wearing white jerseys with royal blue pants and white helmets. Nate Lunger has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. He'll be kicking from left to right across your radio display. And we are underway in the state 7A championship game from Chapel Hill. Trip wide receivers to the left on third down. Brandon rolling out under pressure in the backfield. Gets wrapped up. Escapes initially. And now he's going to get dragged down inside the 20-yard line for a huge loss. Clayton's able to continue the pursuit. And the four-star Miami Hurricane commit Keyshawn Stansel gets the finishing shot. Second down and three now at the Grimsley 38. Ball's on the right hash mark from the shotgun. Zone read option. Smalls keeps it himself. Races up the middle. Gets into the secondary. Has enough for the first down. Inside the 30 and down to the Grimsley 26. And with that quick burst of speed, a gain of 12. Now second down and nine from the Grimsley 13. As Clayton heads toward what used to be the open end zone here at Keenan Stadium. Now Smalls, quarterback keeper, running left. Now cuts up the middle. Gets inside the 10, inside the 5. Muscling his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Clayton. Aiden Smalls' persistence pays off. He got contacted at the 5-yard line and just drags a tackler into the end zone for the game's first score. High snap. Kick on the way by Nate Lunger. It is up and over end, and it is good. And with 6:30 to go in the first quarter, it's Clayton off to a 7-0 lead over Grimsley in this state 7A championship. Grimsley riding a 30-game winning streak going back to the 2023 season when they lost on Black Friday in the fourth round at Weddington. That was a game the Whirlies led at halftime, ended up losing 44-27. They have not lost a game since. Went 16-0 last year, 14-0 right now. Nate Lunger has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. He'll be kicking from left to right across your radio. He will deliver an angled end-over-end kick, returnable, and it is fielded by Grimsley at the 21-yard line, up across the 30, 35, 40, has a convoy of blockers, going down the near sideline and getting shouldered out of bounds is Kyan Battle. And now a little bit of jawing back and forth between the two sides as Battle is able to give the Whirlies great field position in plus territory after the big return. Faison Brandon back to throw. Looks, slings it over the middle. Has Caden Cato. Cato makes a catch. Gets inside the 30, inside the 25. Powering his way down to the 20-yard line. You wonder about Caden Cato? Guess what? He's healthy. Big catch for a first down. Fourth down and about 10 from the 20-yard line. It would be about a 37, 38-yard field goal. Jordan Hamm with that trip-up tackle, and now Grimsley's going to go for it on fourth down. Shotgun snap to Brandon. Design roll out to the right. Looking downfield. Surveying. Now it looks like he's going to take off. Gets wrapped up from behind, and he's going to get brought down. A gain of 3 yards for Faison Brandon, but nowhere near the line to gain, and the Comets will take over after a fourth down stop. Keyshawn Stansel able to come in and make the stop. He'll be playing at the University of Miami next year. He was initially committed to Clemson, then flipped during the summer. Now on first down and 10, Aiden Smalls, quarterback keeper, running left. He gets around the edge, racing down the far sideline across the 30, 35, and he'll step out of bounds into the Comets bench at about the 35 after a gain of 17 yards. Third down and 6 now from the 39-yard line for Clayton. They'll go empty backfield here. Three wideouts to the right, two to the left. From the right hash mark, Aiden Smalls pump fakes right. Now he's going to run a quarterback draw up the middle, and he's able to get away from one tackle. Looks like he has enough for the first down as he gets across the 45-yard line to the 46. Smalls was able to spin away from a tackle at the very end and get just enough to move the sticks for a first down. Smalls with nearly 1,800 yards through the air and 1,300 on the ground this season. He's accounted for over 40 touchdowns. First down and 10 now for Clayton at the Grimsley 44-yard line. Now from the pistol, Smalls, number two in white, turns, fakes the handoff, rolls out to the right, surveying downfield, looking for a man, has one on the near sideline. It's TJ Campbell. Campbell cuts inside the numbers, up to the 20-yard line, and dragged down at the 19. That's going to go for 25 yards and a first down. It's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter here at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Clayton off to a 7-0 lead over Grimsley and trying to add more points to their total. We were talking about Clayton. They have been some giant killers this year. They ended Cleveland's 61-game regular season winning streak on Halloween. They avenged that earlier season loss to Southeast Raleigh in the playoffs. Then the road win over top seed Cardinal Gibbons. There's one thing to say about these Comets. They're not going to be intimidated by the Whirlies in that 30-game winning streak. Fourth down and 10 out of the timeout from the Grimsley 19-yard line. Aiden Smalls from the shotgun. Trip wide outs to the left. He takes a snap. Back to throw. Pump fakes. Now looks. Far sideline. Overthrown and incomplete. Whirlies take over on downs as they get the huge defensive stop that they needed. And now third down and 7. Low snap. Brandon back to throw. Takes it. Looks. Fires near sideline. Catch made along the near sideline. And a diving attempt out of bounds by Caden Cato. What a grab to move the sticks. Brandon in the shotgun. Two wide outs to each side. On second down, thigh-high snap to Brandon, under pressure, now escapes, eludes, spins, and he gets brought down to the backfield for a sack. It's going to go for a loss of a yard. Tyler Williams gets the finishing blow. The second-year transfer from Corinth Holders, 5'11", 295-pound senior for a loss of one to make it third down and 11. Out of the timeout, third down and 11 for the Whirlies at their own 45. Empty backfield for Brandon. Takes the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Looks. Fires near sideline. Jordan Davis makes a catch. Eludes a tackle and lunges forward for the first down. Great job by the freshman as he was able to get away from the tackle, making the catch 3 yards shy of the line to gain, and then was able to power his way forward to move the sticks. Now Brandon fakes the pitch. He's going to keep it himself. Races up the middle into the secondary. Lost the football at the end, and diving on top of it to maintain the possession was Kyan Battle. Right place, right time. It was a big game by Faison Brandon of 24 yards who coughed it up at the end, but Battle able to preserve it. Third down and goal at the 7. Brandon in the shotgun. Ball's on the right hash mark. Two wideouts to each side. Faison Brandon looks, fires, has a man. Catch made inside the 5-yard line. Driving toward the goal is Hudson Cooper, and he gets in. Touchdown, Grimsley. Hudson Cooper just wouldn't give up on the play and is able to get across the goal line for 6. Now Chase Hallmantle on for the extra point to try and tie it. Cooper the holder. Snap, placement, kick is on the way. It is up and it is good. And with 7:20 to go in the first half, the Whirlies answer. It's now 7-7, Clayton and Grimsley in this state 7A championship. Whirlies trying to make it back-to-back state championships and make it 3 in the last 6 years, which would really cap what has been an incredible turnaround for this program. Remember, they had 10 consecutive losing seasons from 2008 through 2017. Darryl Brown, in his first couple of years as the Whirlies head coach, ended up going 4-7. Aiden Smalls checking out the plays on his left wristband. With the play clock at 2, takes a snap, hands it off, and that's going to go nowhere. Noah Smith dropped in the backfield. Kyrie Milner able to break across. And that's going to set up fourth down, and on comes the punting unit for the Comets. Now a little flip ahead to Hudson Cooper. Cooper running left, now cuts upfield at the numbers, up to the 45-yard line of Clayton, powering his way forward, has enough of the first down, up to the 42. So after the pass interference penalty, Grimsley goes back to that little jet sweep shovel pass, and this time it's Hudson Cooper picking up 11 yards and a first down. Faison Brandon looking over at the near sideline, Michael Williams sidecar right from the shotgun. on second down. They fake the handoff to Williams. Brandon's going to keep it himself. Goes up the middle. Now a little juke move into the secondary. Has first down yardage inside the 30 before muscling his way to the 25-yard line. That time, Faison Brandon at the end of the play just lowered the shoulder and trucked a Clayton defender to help pick up a couple extra yards. On second down, Faison Brandon fakes the handoff, running right, gets through an opening inside the 10 and dragged down at about the 7-yard line. Coming in to make the stop is Imari Givens, the 6-foot, 195-pound junior, but not before a nice run and a first down on a pickup of 11. Third down and goal now for Grimsley at the Clayton 3. Clock continues to move. We're under a minute to go in the half. 49 seconds and going. Ball's on the right hash mark. Brandon from the shotgun with Michael Williams off to his left. They fake the flip ahead. Brandon keeps it himself, angling for the goal line. He gets a push from Nick Cachabara, and he's in! Touchdown, Grimsley! Faison Brandon, with a little help from his App State offensive lineman, gets across the line and into the Carolina blue paint. Now Chase Hallmantle on for the extra point. 73 of 79 on point after tries this year. Right-footed kicker out of the hold of Hudson Cooper. Snap placement kick on the way. It is up and it is good. And with 37 seconds to go in the first half, Grimsley has grabbed a 14-7 lead over Clayton in this state 7A championship game. Now they'll roll the clock into play with 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. We'll see if Aiden Smalls takes a snap. He just shrugs his shoulders and makes his way toward the locker room, as that's going to bring us to the end of the first half here in Chapel Hill. Clayton got off to a strong start, jumping out to a 7-0 lead over Grimsley, but the Whirlies, calm, cool, and collected as they've always been, have responded. And they take a 14-7 lead into the locker room at halftime in this state 7A championship. These are two of the oldest high schools in North Carolina. Greensboro Senior High School opened back in 1899. Changed their name to Grimsley in 1962. Clayton opened up in 1901. They've been at their current campus since 1955 and just recently had approval for a new Clayton campus to be built. Chase Hallmantle has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, kicking from right to left across your radio display. And the second half is underway from UNC. On first down, a bad snap ends up being fielded and getting dropped in the backfield. It was picked up by Carson Jones, the backup quarterback. Aiden Smalls and Carson Jones were out on the field at the same time. And as the guy was going in motion, the snap ended up just going wide right of Carson Jones. He had to retrieve it and go for a loss of 3. So Scott Chadwick had ideas of trickery to begin the second half, but it ends up blowing up. Now second down and 13 from the 33-yard line. Now they're going to try and run the same play. It's a fumble, and it's loose, and Grimsley jumps on top of it. They tried the same trick twice, and it backfires again. And the Whirlies have the ball in plus territory. Guess who? Cassius Bostic, who has had a tremendous playoff for Grimsley with the fumble recovery at the 26-yard line. Whirlies start out with trips to the right on first down and 10 from the 26. Ball's on the left hash mark. Faison Brandon in the shotgun. Takes a knee-high snap. Pump fakes, looks, fires over the middle. Underthrown and intercepted. It's picked up by Clayton going back the other way. Racing down the far sideline up to the 30-yard line. Making the pick is Jaheim Stevenson, 5'11", 180-pound sophomore, made the interception at the 2-yard line and returns it all the way out to the 30. Grimsley went for the home run on the first play after the turnover, and it came up empty. Back-to-back turnovers on back-to-back plays. And for Faison Brandon, his first interception this season. For Jaheim Stevenson, his first interception this season. That's the 19th by the Comets. They have specialized in takeaways this year. They now have 27 turnovers forced this year. And we were talking with Scott Chadwick. He said, we asked him about that prowess. He says, well, we have a thing called Turnover Tuesday, where we go through different turnover stations trying to get the ball away. And on the flip side, the offense ends up working on ball security during those Tuesday practices. Now in the shotgun, second down and 10 from the 30. Smalls takes a snap, fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself, starts left, now tries to double back to the right, and he's going to get wrapped up and brought down in the backfield for a loss. Cassie Barnes.
Rogers.
Andrew Rogers coming in and making the stop. It was Rogers who got the finishing hit. Wrapped him up around the waist and then pulled him down by the legs. Looked like a wrestling takedown. Now third down and 13 from the 27. Smalls back to throw, being flushed out to his right. Surveying downfield. Keeps his arm up. Looks, throws. Intercepted. Picked off by Grimsley. Going back the other way is Makai Yon. Inside the 20. Breaks out of a tackle. He takes it all the way. Pick six, touchdown for the Whirlies.
Chase Hallmantle on for the extra point. Good snap and placement. Kick is on the way. It is up and it is good. A line drive into the Tar Pit student section here at Keenan Stadium. Unoccupied tonight, but a big crowd on hand here at UNC. And the flag comes down after the extra point. Right now, Grimsley up 21-7. Grimsley has won 10 consecutive playoff games. Going back to that 2023 loss, they won all six en route to that state 4A championship. Topped Rollsville in the final game, 35-23. Now Jones lining up in the shotgun with an empty backfield on third down. Back to throw, the right-hander. Surveying, looking, throwing near sideline, reaching out and making a one-handed catch is T.J. Campbell, who then breaks a tackle. Campbell along the near sideline, has first down yardage up to the 45-yard line. A one-handed grab by T.J. Campbell, who then eludes the Grimsley defender and is able to pick up first down yardage. Now first down and 10 for Clayton. Ball's below the interlocking NC logo at the 46. And a bad snap. It goes off of one of the up men. Never made it back to Aiden Smalls. And Grimsley jumps on top of it for a recovery. Jaden Wardlaw off the bad snap. And yet another turnover for the Comets in the second half. We have played 4 minutes and 19 seconds of this second half. And we have had 4 combined turnovers. One from Grimsley, 3 from Clayton. Ball at the bottom of the NC logo in midfield. Paid in Carolina blue on the dying grass here at Keenan Stadium. Faison Brandon back to throw. Has all day. Looks, fires over the middle. Has Hudson Cooper. Makes the catch at the 30-yard line and spun down at the 26 of Clayton. That time Faison Brandon had time to surgically go against the Comets defense. Finds Hudson Cooper for a big gain and a first down. So out of the timeout, Chase Hallmantle on for a 27-yard field goal attempt from the left hash mark. Right-footed kicker. Hudson Cooper, the holder. Drew Searles, the long snapper. From the left hash mark from 27. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on the way. And it is going to hook wide left.
But there's a flag.
Postal foul. Hurdling on the defense.
Oh, my.
Replay fourth down.
So that's going to move the ball half the distance to the goal. Tried to hurdle one of the lineman on the field goal block attempt. Looks like maybe Jordan Hamm was trying to go over the top there. So now Chase Hallmantle is going to try a 22-yarder from the left hash mark. Trying to make it a 3-possession game. Another good snap. Placement. Kick on the way from the right footer. It is up, and this time it's good. So Chase Hallmantle remains perfect on field goal attempts this season after the second chance. And with 4:16 to go in the third quarter, Grimsley has opened up the lead to 24-7 over Clayton in this state 7A championship game.
Dow Brown is 10th year as Grimsley's head coach, 106-24 during his time in Greensboro. Of course, he was a Southern Guilford coach prior to that. Ended up winning his 200th career game in the fourth round victory against Reagan a couple of weeks ago. Second down and 10 from the 27. Smalls fakes, keeps himself running left, trying to get around the edge, and Grimsley strings out the play to the far sideline and brings him down for no gain. EJ Davis, Cassie Barnes, as well as Ramir Harris-Dupree, all contributing to contain Aiden Smalls. Faison Brandon retreating back into the shotgun. Two wideouts to each side. They send a man in motion. They hand off to Michael Williams. Running right. Gets off tackle. Now cuts up field at the hash marks. Inside the 40. Inside the 35-yard line. Still pushing his way forward. And finally brought down at the 34. So now fourth down and 8 for Grimsley at the Clayton 33. They're going for it. Brandon back to throw. Looks. Slings over the middle. Overthrown and incomplete. Kyan battled the intended receiver. Doing knuckle push-ups at the 3-yard line.
Well,
after stumbling going for the interception was Charles Smith, but the Comets will take over on downs with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter, so Charles Smith can feel a little bit better. That brings us to the end of the third quarter in Chapel Hill, a weird third quarter, but one that favored Grimsley. Right now, the Whirlies up 24-7 over Clayton in this state 7A championship game. Clayton has
had to overcome their share of adversity this year as well. Third week of the season, they got drubbed by Hoggard 38-14. And head coach Scott Chadwick says that was probably the best thing that happened to us all year because it exposed us and forced us to make changes. And after that, ended up winning 10 of the next 11. Third down and three for the Comets. Now they sent River Fiore in motion. Smalls takes a snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, runs, gets to the outside, running right. There he goes, down the far sideline. Aiden Smalls inside the 20. It's a foot race, 10-5, touchdown Clayton. Aiden Smalls all the way for a 61-yard touchdown. And now the Comets have signs of life here in the fourth quarter. Nate Lunger for the extra point. Good snap and hold. Kick is up, end over end, and it is good. Landing on top of the entrance tunnel in the northwest end zone to our left. And now with 11:37 remaining in Chapel Hill, it is Grimsley with a 24-14 lead over Clayton. Chase Allmantle, who delivered a couple of key punts for Grimsley last week against Weddington, has the punt blocked this time. Clayton's able to get a right hand on it. The ball rolls forward to the 38-yard line, and the Comets are going to take over in plus territory as they got the pressure right up the middle. Now second down and 20. Smalls pump fakes right. Starts to run left. Now doubles back to the right. And now a whole convoy of Grimsley defenders comes up and brings them down in the backfield for a huge loss. My, oh, my. Kyrie Milner,
yep,
along with Makai Young, Cassius Bostic.
Yeah. They are all there.
For a loss of about five to make it third down and 25. And this Grimsley defense trying to hold yet another opponent to 14 points or fewer. Comets have put up 14 points tonight. The last time the Whirlies gave up more than 14 in a game was against East Forsyth on September 5th. That was a 48-21 win over the Eagles. Drew, you and I had that game at Jameson Stadium. That has been part of what has been an absolutely dominant stretch for the Whirlies over the last couple of months. Trips to the right now. First down and 10 for the Whirlies at their own 30. Ball's on the left hash mark. Michael Williams gets the carry. Has a big opening up the middle. Williams across the 35, 40-yard line before he is dragged down from behind. That's a gain of 11 yards and another first down for Grimsley. Clock continues to move. We're at 2:17 remaining. Play clock at 20. Faison Brandon is satisfied to use every single tick on that red play clock in the corners of the end zones. He'll take the snap, hands it off. Michael Williams right up the gut. And he'll smash his way down to the 29-yard line. A gain of three. And just like that, Scott Chadwick will spend his first timeout with 1:59 left. Fourth down and two from the Clayton 24. Brandon from the gun. Takes the thigh-high snap, fakes the handoff, looks, lobs, and the pass is incomplete. It landed in between Michael Williams and DJ Howard, and there might have been a broken play. Looked like he was trying to hand it off, had nobody there, then tried to flip it forward, and Clayton's going to take over on downs with 1:42 left. Second down and three for the Comets at their own 41-yard line. They're going right to left across the radio. Empty backfield. Three wides to the left, two to the right. Small, surveying, looking, throwing, has a man open. Ball is tipped and then caught by River Fiore on the deflection. It was going for Parker Ferguson. It goes off of his hands and right into the hands of Fiore for a first down at the Grimsley 40. Now on first down and 10. Smalls back to throw, dancing around in the pocket, looking, firing downfield, over the middle, catch made at the 25-yard line. Hauling it in, Austin Dalton, as that picks up 15 more yards. Clock stops with 54 seconds left while they move the chains. Clayton trailing 24-14. Trying to make a miracle comeback. Empty backfield. Smalls back to throw. Here comes the Grimsley blitz. Smalls flushed out to his left. Looking, throws across his body. Has a man over the middle, and the catch is made inside the 10-yard line. T.J. Campbell down to about the 6. That's another 19-yard gain. First down and goal, 34 seconds to go. They have an extra player on the field now. He has to hustle to the sideline. That's Austin Dalton. In the meantime, we're down to 20 seconds. Smalls back to throw. Now flushed out to his right. Looking, 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 throwing into the end zone. Pass tipped and incomplete. E.J. Davis was looking for another game-clinching interception in the end zone. Pass lands incomplete, and now just 10 seconds remain after that confusion following the first down. So Clayton is going to face second down and goal at the 5. Down 24-14 with 10 seconds left. I mean, you absolutely have to score on this play just to give yourself a chance at an onside kick and a Hail Mary. That's pretty much what it boils down to. Out of the timeout, second and goal from the 5-yard line. Trip wide receivers to the right. Aiden Smalls takes a shotgun snap. Looks, throws over the middle, incomplete. Too tall, intended for TJ Campbell on the slant. Just 5 seconds remains, and it's now third down and goal from the 5-yard line. Grimsley starting to hop up and down on the sidelines, and now the players are starting to stalk Darryl Brown. Back to throw on the final play of the game. Aiden Smalls rolling out to his right, looking, angling, trying to get to the goal line, and he reaches out with the football, and he stopped 1 yard short, and that's going to do it. Grimsley completes a second straight perfect season. Back-to-back state titles for the Whirlies, and there's a dynasty in Greensboro. The Whirlies win 24-14 over Clayton in this state 7A championship. It is a perfect 10 for the Whirlies, their 10th state championship in program history, and they do so going 15-0. And for Grimsley, their third state championship in the last 6 seasons. As now I think we can officially use that D word, Drew, for dynasty. As Grimsley becomes one of the greatest triad high school football programs ever with back-to-back state championships.